I want to kind of say to every woman that's had an abortion, listen, you are not defined by death either. We've come to life. And yet there's brokenness. I mean, even though we have healed from things that have hurt us in life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of First Person. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Today we're going to meet a number of people, all of whom are in some way a part of a new movie out this weekend called October Baby. I'll begin by introducing you to the movie's directors, Andrew and John Irwin, in just a moment. But as you listen today, I hope you'll remember to visit our website for additional information, not only about today's guests, but also any previous or upcoming program. There's an archive of past interviews and a schedule of what's ahead found at firstpersoninterview.com. And you can also follow us at facebook.com/firstpersoninterview. In the second half of today's program, you'll meet some members of the cast of October Baby and the woman who, as an abortion survivor, inspired this film. But before we get to those guests, I want you to meet two brothers who created this new movie. Andrew and John Irwin began their careers as ESPN camera operators, eventually moving into music video and concert productions with artists like Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, Switchfoot, and others. Now, they have teamed up to produce and direct October Baby, their first feature-length film. I met with the Irwin brothers at Opryland in Nashville, and we sat down to talk about October Baby.
Well, we have literally just ended a screening of October Baby, and I want to thank you guys for messing me up today. I tell you, I'm still sniffling over this movie, and it ended, you know, 20 or 30 minutes ago, and I haven't recovered yet. So, John, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming here to see it, and it is. It's an emotional experience. You know, you laugh as much as you cry, but it certainly, you know, it takes you on an emotional journey that we hope makes you, you know, feel better, you know, at the end. And it deals with a tough issue, but hopefully through a lens of grace and hope and forgiveness.
Now, so, we should say that as we're on the radio right now, this movie is being released at this moment, this weekend. So it's in theaters for people to see right now, Andy.
It has been the little movie that could, and it just has had a will to survive. And, you know, it has been a long journey getting to this point because the issue we took on was a risky one in you know, mainstream Hollywood, that they were scared to death of it. But we just felt like this was a story that needed to be told, and that it's something we fell in love with telling. So we've, you know, kept working, pushing forward, and now it's going to be in theaters all across the country this weekend, March 23rd.
That's fabulous. I want to explain that the screening just finished, and some of the audience are still here in the room with us, and they're excited about what they've
just seen. You can hear them. They're excited.
So, what is it about this brothers things making movie, though? I mean, the two of you, you know, we've got the Kendrick brothers and, of course, the Coen brothers. Everybody knows
well,
that.
Well, yeah, that's it. If you want to compare us to them, that's okay. I think in Christian film, you have to have a brother for some reason, and we certainly work well together. We've worked apart as well, but I think there's just a great dynamic when we're together. And we argue a lot, but it's great to be able to work with your brother. And I think Andy has a skill set that is different from mine, and we can come together. And you know, I kind of make things visually look great. Andy tends to work with the actors and did a great job on that.
So what are your respective roles? Andy, you're the writer, director?
No, it's all a hybrid dance that we have developed over the years. From, I mean, we've been working together for probably 18 years, so over half our lives. And we co-direct. John's the writer, so he comes up with the ideas. He sells me on it. We co-direct and co-produce. We have some wonderful team that works with us, and then I John likes to be the director of photography on all his stuff, so he's the visual end. And then I work more with the actors, more traditional story, and then I edit. So it's this weird mishmash that somehow is a filmmaker.
We're going to meet some of the cast a bit later, by the way. So,
oh, that's great. And I like it when we wear a lot of hats. We certainly do, because it's kind of like singer-songwriters in the music world. You know, when you see October Baby, it's us. It's what we believe and who we are all the way through the process. And it's something that we're very, very passionate about. Life is just something that and the sanctity of life issues, and a story about a 19-year-old that goes on a journey of forgiveness. It's just something that we're passionate about, and I like it that we just consider ourselves filmmakers. We do a lot of jobs, but we just, you know, we make the movie at the end of the day.
Well, I want our listeners to understand, you know, I've just seen the movie. They haven't. Hopefully you're going to see it this weekend and support you guys. But what can you say? What can you tell us about what this movie is? You started down that path a moment ago, John.
Yeah, well, October Baby is a movie about a 19-year-old girl, beautiful.